favorite sandwich place.
I worked there for 4 years.
Yes.
And probably because, you know, those corned beef sandwiches?
No, the Miles Standish.
Oh, the turkey. Yes. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Richard.
Thank you very much.
It was lovely meeting you.
Very nice meeting you.
So what are we?
So if we recess into executive session, if that's something we want to do to discuss.
So we need to close this meeting. We need to adjourn this meeting.
I just wanted to say I'd like to include TPAC members in our executive session.
Yeah, that's fine.
Is okay with the board for input?
Can we do that?
We can invite whomever we like.
Oh, okay.
If that's okay.
Yes.
What's your script?
What script? The TPMBD, well, I don't even know. I didn't even look at that. The board may recess into executive session to consider the employment or dismissal of personnel, to review the performance of a public employee, to consult with legal counsel, to consider the position to be taken in collective bargaining, to consider acquisition or sale of real estate or other matters per RCW 42.30.110.
So we're in executive session?
For how long?
20 minutes till 8:30.
Okay.
All right. We will call the special meeting of the Board of Commissioners to order. And the first item is the mission, vision, and values. TPMPD mission statement. To provide a welcoming public aquatic facility managed in a fiscally responsible manner with a focus on safety. We carry out this mission with a board and staff who are compassionate, inclusive, and responsive to the needs of our diverse community, working to foster positive and lifelong experiences with aquatic environments. TPMPD vision statement, contributing to the quality of life for our community and for future generations, through welcoming, fun, safe, and positive aquatic experiences at the Tukwila Pool. And if I can get everybody to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
There's a flag right there.
There's a little
flag right here.
Don't look for
anything.
All
right. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay. And roll call. Commissioner Zapatil.
Present.
Commissioner Gengler.
Present.
Commissioner Neufer.
Present.
President Frangelo Anderson. Present. Along with our first district administrator candidate, Abe DeWano. And TPAC members, Aaron and Sharon Shipman and Bailey. And in walking is Di Myers. All right. Thank you so much, Abe, for coming tonight.
Absolutely.
So we have some questions we're going to ask. Actually, no, I do want to start. Did you do the performance task that was given to you by Michelle at the pool?
Approving the agenda.
Oh, sorry. I jumped right ahead. I'll take a motion to approve the agenda.
Commissioner Zapatil, I approve the agenda as presented.
Commissioner Gengler, I second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? No. Sorry, I didn't put the gavel out. All right, agenda approved. Okay, now I'm going back to the performance task.
Yes.
Were you able to complete that?
This?
The performance task that was given, yes, to where you had to go through and do the summary minutes and...
No, I'm not. That was contained in this.
In that packet that she gave you, yes, with the letter that was attached with the dear applicant.
Dear applicant.
Oh, yes. I'm afraid I'm actually, this is the first time I'm looking at.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Cool. Thank you. Would you be able to do it possibly and send it in or something? I mean, I'd just like to give them the opportunity to do that.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to close that door real quick, sorry.
Okay.
So we have a list of some questions that we're going to ask. So, you ready? Okay. What about this job description interested you?
Again, to be honest here, since I looked at the job description, it's been a while. It was through the Craigslist ad.
Mm-hmm.
When I went back to retrieve the ad, it's no longer available.
Oh.
So I'm kind of rusty on the job role.
Okay.
But when I applied, I was interested
mm-hmm.
in the different tasks the job contained.
Okay.
But I have a slight idea of what the job entails, but I'm not quite sure.
Okay. All right. I don't know why it's off of Craigslist. It should still be there, but that's something for me to... I have a copy. Would you like to take a look at it again? Or?
Yeah, sure.
Do we want to give them the opportunity
to read it?
Sure.
Okay. Did you have any extra comments about that, or after kind of
no,
perusing it?
I think it's clear. I just skimmed
okay.
through it, yeah.
All right, great.
Okay. So do you want me to ask the next question?
Certainly.
Okay. What would be the first three things you would do if hired, and where do you see yourself in 5 years?
What would I do if I'm hired?
Yeah, the first three things. You would do?
Well, first I want to understand the whole scope of what you guys do exactly so that I can become part of the team and then evolve within the team and learn the different tasks that you guys have me do. 5-year goal is I want to be in real estate,
mm-hmm.
Flip properties and you know find houses like dorms and rent them out and have seen the experience. It's a very lucrative business. I want to get into real estate, get my license in. That's a 5-year goal.
Mm-hmm. Hey, tell us about your strengths and weaknesses.
My skills is being able to bring people together. I have leadership skills. At my university, I was a president of the International Student Association, which was quite a different scenery from high school into college. My college attracted a lot of international students, which exposed me to a whole lot of knowledge from internationals. My understanding was that you know they come empty-handed, but they don't come empty-headed. So by being able to start communication with them interactively on campus through different projects that I took on, I was able to you know see my own leadership potential by associating with internationals and getting education that was exported to me versus you know as a domestic student I was able to hone on that and excel. So my strength is my leadership, being able to cross market in different situations and product sales. I've experienced in those areas. My weakness is that I tend to overwork myself. I don't know when to stop. I don't see any light switch that tells me time to stop. I just keep doing things until it's complete.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Hi. What was the toughest feedback you received, and how did you respond to that?
The TOPS feedback. The toughest feedback that I received was that we were conducting, this was on my university, we were doing a campus awareness about international and domestic student relation. Then I was kind of like this in front of a faculty, we're drawing a board onto what can we do to better the relationship on campus. And I came up with an idea, let's have a dialogue, let's open up the discussion so the communities could come and participate in it and see what we can blossom from that. The criticism I get was that most people on the board, they want to be politically correct, and they weren't going with what I had other people rallies, like, yeah, it's a great idea, let's do it. So when I got that confrontation, it was like, okay, it was like, it's a learning moment that there's a quote that the school has to abide by. So we're just kind of trying to, you know, push the envelope a little bit, make people uncomfortable. So that was my situation, that they're like, we can't make the campus uncomfortable, which was actually a needed thing on campus. But we voted and we were able to go my way.
When are you the most satisfied in your job?
I am very incentive driven. I'm driven when the task is complete. The way I see it is that you never get motivated the same way you did the first time. So the only thing to do is just get it done, and getting it done is, it just alleviates, it gives you this internal, you know, betterment. You feel better internally when you complete a task versus when you don't, and it's just even hanging. You know, it's easy to do it, but it's also easy not to do it. So you just have to choose to do it, and that's when I.
When you say incentive, what do you mean by that?
Like, there's a financial incentive, okay. Well, there's also a personal incentive.
Okay.
Being able to complete a task in a timely fashion is very important. It's self-fulfilling.
Okay.
How's that?
Great, thank you.
My turn? Mm-hmm. That's what I thought. I was listening. Okay, what is your preferred work style environment?
I like a combination of team and also just do things on your own, you know? If the task doesn't involve a number of people, it's better to do it yourself. But it's not always possible or feasible to get people to comply with the same energy that you bring to the table. If they can't reciprocate the same thing, I'd rather do it myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I like that, you know, working with teams. I work with teams all the time. Through that, you can understand different perspectives from group. And that brings a better idea to the table. It could be better than the one you had, and it's good to build on that versus just one simple idea that you have. So, a little bit of both.
Okay, thank you. Okay, tell us about a meaningful experience serving a cause, and what about it motivated you to do more?
Just right from out of college, I got involved with a nonprofit organization. It was called Celebrating Akos. Akos is an Ethiopian word meaning grandmas. So the way that group was formed was they saw how, you know, how grandparents are oftentimes warehoused. here in the United States. And people come from, this is something that I learned from interaction with other cultures, is that other countries, they don't warehouse their grandparents. And instead, they keep them around their offsprings, right? Because old people are, they might be old, but they have wisdom. They've been around a long time. So exposing grandparents to children creates a kind of more optimistic future, because grandparents could tell, they could nurture them about the past, you know, and they can be great help in guiding them and creating a good citizen, essentially. So they created that organization, and I was the financial advisor. I prepared budgets and different ways to raise money, to do fundraising and things like that. So that was a very interesting cause to me, working with the great people, some of my colleagues. That was a very important thing that I did right out of college that I can say that was worthwhile so far.
Yeah. Thank you. Great story.
When have you been asked to do too much, and how did you respond?
When have I been asked too much? I've not been asked.
Good.
Yeah.
Have you supported or worked in a special purpose district or a similar type of organization? Describe your experience and please provide any challenges you have had and improvements made. That's kind of a couple questions in there.
Can I get an easier question?
Let's see. No, that's the only one I have.
Can you repeat that for me?
Sure. Have you supported or worked in a special purpose district or a similar type? That's question one. Do you want to just take them one at a time, maybe? Or?
Okay. Have I worked in a similar position like this?
Or worked with a district, a special purpose district or similar?
No, not with a district, no.
And then the next portion of the question was, describe your experience, which you wouldn't have any if you didn't work with any, provide any challenges you have had and improvements made.
I've worked with a traumatic brain injury disorder clients.
Okay.
That's when I was in college. I did it for 3.5 years. Oftentimes they're veterans from Iraq and Afghanistan. They come back with a post-traumatic brain disorder. Some of them have cognitive disorder, so they can't really manage their finances. So I kind of took care of their finances, kind of managed a couple of houses where I take them out on their daily activities, and you know, did medication and things like that. And mainly I just pretty much handle their finances so they allocate it properly, pay their bills on time and things like that. You know, I don't know if that relates.
Kind of relates. And then so the improvements made.
The improvements, one particular client that I work with, I was able to increase his reading from, you know, if he was reading about 30 words a minute to like 67 words a minute. That was improvement made over a 3-month course. This was an extremely high behavioral client that was dealing with. As a child, the client was exposed to lead poisoning in the war in Romania. Therefore, he was kept in an orphanage where there was not a lot of people that were able to take care of him. As a result, he had a brain disorder. I'm not going to go into in depth about that. I was able to help him, you know, cognitively improve his reading. And his obsession with books is insane. So it was kind of fulfilling. Oftentimes I take him to our campuses where he's exposed to other students, because he always aspires to be a great student, and he loves math. And but not being able to fully comprehend different equations was a challenge. I was helping him in doing that, so that, and that's, yeah.
Awesome, that's fantastic. Thank you.
This is a small purpose district with limited resources. This position includes clerical work, for example, creating agendas and serving as the delegated public record officer. Please expand on your experience and qualifications.
Regarding being a clerk,
I would say regarding clerical work.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, my first exposure to clerical work was I was on campus again. I worked at the social department, mm-hmm. where I kind of it wasn't a very high skill intensive job, but it is an experience that I had. I was exposed to different computer printing methods, and I was just making the teacher's job easier, really. I was doing a lot of errands and keeping files in order. I've also, when I worked in a finance company with Reliable Credit most recently, when I came here from Minnesota, I had to, of course, maintain order. Organization was a key. Filing things appropriately with the different kinds of loans that was made. You have to, of course, organize them. Organization was very important in that aspect. But in terms of clerical work and detail, and further than that, I have no further experience as a clerk.
Ready?
I am ready. It's the last question, Abe. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Do you have any questions or any clarification we can provide for you? And before you answer that, I just would like to say that an example of the clerical work would be like putting together what this package is.
Working with Celebrating Echoes, we did a lot of, we created folders, we created pamphlets for marketing, and I've also worked, my brother, he's a photographer, that's his side business, he does weddings, I've worked with him with his equipment, I have experience in editing, workshops and stuff like that, and painter.
Okay, and do you have any questions for us about anything?
what kind of system do you guys use? Exactly, apart from what is described here, what would be my daily task and how much hours delegated to that?
Well, Jerry, do you want to take that?
Well, currently it's 25 hours. It's part-time.
Okay.
The system is various. I don't know that he'd be working with Rec 1 that much. It's a recreation software. There's QuickBooks. It's a lot of the Microsoft programs, Word, Excel, various clerical. Adobe for PDF for creating packets. Does that clarify?
Yeah.
Okay. I said Word. Did I say Word?
Oh, Microsoft.
No, Microsoft, yeah.
Yeah.
There's also interface with the webmail for taking care of the commissioner's email and the website also, which is WordPress.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Backing up. This isn't so much software, but backing up the server, correct, is part of the task. Public record request. So if somebody says, hey, we want to see what your job description was for, you know, the district administrator. Mm-hmm. You would need to provide that to him.
Okay.
And we keep all of our records online, so you would be posting things online.
Okay. There's like a page or something, mm-hmm. on Facebook.
We have a website.
Website.
Yes,
okay.
And Facebook.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I'm working. I know the term that has been used a lot is special purpose district, and that is a kind of a governmental term because in order to create a taxing district in Washington State, you need to be like a city, or and we are a special purpose district. Like there's fire stations that get together and become special purpose districts. We're a park and pool. We're just the pool park, the Tukwila Pool Metropolitan Park District. And so when we talk about special purpose districts, we're actually, it's like a kind of an official term. And the district has to maintain records just because it is a district, and you have to follow, you know, laws, and you have to post things, and you have to, you know, be in compliance, and you have to have audits, and you need to kind of be very governmental. And so this position is kind of overseeing the district portion. Now the swimming pool is all about swimming. You would not have to do anything with that, although we would encourage people to swim. But in order to operate the pool, we needed to create the special purpose district because the special purpose district subsidizes the operations of the pool. Okay. And you would, this position oversees, like, kind of audits the entire budget. Okay. The position is responsible for their own particular budget, which would include the commissioners and, you know, some small things.
But a large part of the revenue.
Oh, yeah. The district supplies the revenue. So it's a necessary evil, because obviously we're in the pool business where people can swim and, you know, learn to swim and do all sorts of fun things, but pools are very expensive, and in order to continue to operate this one, we actually had citizens formed a special purpose district. So and so we have taxing ability. We can confiscate property. It's pretty scary how powerful we are. but it's as far as governmental work, it's certainly a lot less work than a city would be. But it definitely has. I mean, there are certain things you have to do. Otherwise, like one of the things is you have to. Each year we have to decide what the levy is going to be, and there's paperwork that needs to be filed, and if it isn't filed, then that can really mess us up.
We don't get our money.
But, and right now, just to give you an idea, the district revenue is about $800,000 for the year, and the pool revenue is about $200,000. So we need the district. So. Does that sound interesting?
Yeah. It's a huge void.
And just to further expand, because you were asking about systems and stuff, so yeah. This position would coordinate with our district accountant on a lot of the audits type information, and we have an accountant who does the overall seeing. We have a bookkeeper who does all the journal entries, and we've got to go through voucher systems with King County to be able to pay bills. So this position would be overseeing that part of it. So interfacing with the accountant and interfacing with King County elections to a very small degree, but making sure that the election cycle is working and people's positions are coming up for election when they need to be. And it's a lot of interesting, different, varied things.
And it's a very independent kind of position. So it's the only one, and everybody else except for the bookkeeper is pretty much in operations. They're caring about the kids swimming. So the position requires the person to be very independent as well as very efficient, and because really the person can set up their own, you know, the filing system and things like that, so that they can find it, as long as, you know, we can't destroy records and things like that. But so it's self-initiative is very important in this position.
I'm guessing you guys provide the technology for this, the computer.
Oh yeah. An abacus. No, there's a computer in there. Well, you had the tour, right, with Michelle?
Yeah, I saw the
pool and
stuff like
she
that.
She showed you, so. Yeah. And did she show you down in the
boiler room?
The boiler room? Did she take you downstairs?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, the only reason I bring that up is there are a lot of records down there.
Okay.
So that would be, you know, something that somebody would get to do. Yay.
So does that mean, do I work from home or do I work in office?
You work in the office.
Okay.
Yes.
And what are the hours?
We have not set the hours. We just, it's up to 25 hours a week.
Okay.
The bookkeepers vary in there. You would share the space with the bookkeeper. The hours, I mean, obviously it's preferably, you know, during the day because a lot of the business that needs to get taken care of, like King County and vouchers and that kind of stuff, you'd need to be able to make contact. But we haven't set any set hours at this point. It would kind of, but you would definitely be at the pool. Yeah.
But it's, I just to be clear, it's flex, Commissioner's option for the record. It is flexible, but it needs to be approved, usually by the board president.
Jerry's the board president.
Yeah.
Christina's the clerk. We change off every year. In January, right?
Yep, January.
How long you guys been in existence?
Well, the park district, so the swimming pool was going to close because they didn't have any money. It used to belong, so there's a bunch of swimming pools called forward thrust pools that were created in like the 60s and 70s and it by King County, and King County put them near schools because they wanted to teach kids how to swim. And about, when did they stop, like 2003? So in 2003, King County realized they couldn't afford it anymore. It was very expensive. So they divested themselves of the forward thrust pools. And each city, like there's a lot of them. So Des Moines was taken over by the school district. No, yes.
No, the cities of Des Moines,
the city.
Park.
Oh, yeah. Right. They did it. They created it. Anyway, there's a lot of forward thrust pools. And what happened with this one is we, the city of Tukwila took it over. And they swapped King County for the South Park Bridge. So King County took that and we took the pool. And the city ran it for a while, but then they too realized that they needed more revenue. And so in order to create a special park district, special purpose district, it has to be something that the citizens request. So there was a group of citizens, all of us were part of that, and we helped save the pool and created the special purpose district. But the city council continued to be the governance, and we had that changed out a couple of years ago. So we're totally independent of the city of Tukwila at this point.
So the revenue you guys get is $200,000 as of right now?
Is that
from the citizens or is that from
the
state?
No, the $800,000 is from tax levies. So that's what taxes bring in. And the $200,000 is what the pool brings in by their swim lessons.
Okay.
The goal, and you know, and this is more operations, although the district administrator position could assist in identifying, you know, because the district administrator audits the budget. And so if they see any opportunity as they look over the budget for opportunity to increase revenue or decrease expenditures, then that would be information that we would want shared with us, the board. But revenue generating is operations. So if they increase swim lessons, then that's more money available, which is great because we, you know, I don't know if you're very familiar with the city of Tukwila, but we're a small city with a large shopping center. So we have a nice tax base. But we are, the residents here are not rich. So we have a lot of need in our community, a lot of diversity in our community. So we offer scholarships and things like that for people because for kids and adults who just don't have the means. Any other questions?
For now it's good.
Now it's good? Okay. And I just want to make clear, because I don't know if, so this thing explains what you need to do, and all the pages following it are what your source material is. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So what is it so what do you want me to do with it afterwards?
So if you look at this Dear Applicant letter, the performance task is comprised of two parts described below. A is please review the transcription from May 8th, and that's this thing right here, this meeting minutes, and create summary minutes. So you just need to take the meeting minutes that you're seeing on pages 1 through, I don't know, it goes on forever. Mm-hmm. This was a long meeting. So page 14 pages, so up to page 15, and make them summary minutes. So these are very detailed. We want just like the summary, the big things. And then please review the sample of the procurement policy, which is behind that. It says the procurement policy. And make any edits and or recommendations to both correct and improve. So just kind of take a look at that, read that, and decide what would you correct, what would you improve.
So you would like me to create a summary on each paragraph?
No.
Just a summary of the minutes. Okay. You know, reading through the whole minutes, all 14, 15 pages, and come up with summary minutes. Because like I said, like Ellen said, that they're very detailed.
These are very detailed.
This is a 14. Transcription versus minutes. Okay. So we want change it from transcription into summary minutes.
That's like an official phrase. You can Google it. Yeah. It's probably like, you know, a page and a half. I don't know how many actions were taken in here, but we thought.
Jerry, just to help Abe out, Vanessa for the record, what time frame are you looking at?
Well, ideally, I would like to have it back by tomorrow. But, I mean, is that doable to have it back by tomorrow by 5 o'clock?
5 o'clock, yeah. We'll get to 5 o'clock tomorrow.
And then, I don't know, are you able to scan it or email what you do?
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be on that document. You can just email it, the summary minutes, and then the corrections to the policy. Does that seem fair?
That sounds fair.
Yeah, I mean, we don't. The way I read this would be, I mean, what you're asking for is basically two documents, correct, Jerry?
Yes.
One is the summary minutes,
correct.
So it's a separate document. We don't. Mm-hmm. We want that summary minutes to reflect the important parts from the detail, the transcribed minutes, and the procurement policy could just be a document that lists, you know, these, I'd improve this, I'd, you know, correct these spelling errors or whatever it is, and just a simple document.
Okay.
But like a little memo.
That's doable.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
That makes
and you've
sense.
Got Jerry's address, right?
Same, right?
Yeah. So yeah, if you could just email that to me by 5 o'clock tomorrow, that would be fantastic.
Sounds great. Yeah.
Okay. Great. And I did get your reference list today. Thank you very much.
Yes.
So yeah, that's great. Any further questions?
No. Do you guys have further questions? Maybe.
I think we're good.
We're not allowed to ask questions. That's part of the rules.
We have to do the same for everyone.
Okay.
Yeah. Same list of script. So.
Yeah.
But
we'll try to make it equal.
Yeah.
Right.
So
that's part of the joy of working with the governmental agency.
I know, work with the government.
Just a tiny little governmental agency. Okay. Well, great. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Abe, for coming.
Absolutely.
Yes. So when can I hear you? You guys. I'll send you that thing. By
that'd be great. Right. Yes, we have another interview tonight. The decision, we wait for yours, the performance task to come back, and then checking references. We're, you know, hopefully by the end of the week, there'd be a decision.
Sounds good.
At this point, that's what my thought is. Anybody else have any other thing to add?
No. Great thought.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Abe, thank you so very much.
Absolutely.
It was a pleasure meeting you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So good evening. Abe, I think it's so awesome that you went to the University of Wisconsin. I promise.
Yeah,
the passport.
Yeah. Well, I'm white things, but.
Oh, no!
What they do is unpack them.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. I'd like to make a motion to adjourn until 7 p.m.
Oh, I second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Meeting adjourned.
Wow. Just so we don't have to pay for transcription minutes.
Oh, yes, let's not.
Yeah, we don't
have to. 5 minutes. 15 minutes.
I think I should have locked this table down.
Is there a.
There is a lock here. I'm just down there. Missing it.
Oh, shit. I was the last minute, though.